your coffee and strap yourself in.
If you listen, you can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You are listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
Dan.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, my brother, how are you doing over there?
Well, I'm fighting off the flu, and my wife is in bed with it, but I'm here tonight because I got to respond to this message that you sent me I think it was Tuesday. So, yeah, I'm here. We're making it. And,
brother.
How are you?
I sound a little bit congested. It's because I am... I've been battling the sinus infection for about 10 days now.
Wow, so it's worldwide, you know. And
brother, it's going around.
I'm not. There we go. I guess I'm in good company, so to speak.
I'm probably a valued customer of Kleenex right now. I went through so many of them, and the mucus keeps coming out. But I am getting clearer day by day, folks. I want to welcome everybody to our program. We may be down, but we're not out. It's an honor to bring back to you tonight Pastor Dan Catlin of Messiah's Branch. Brother, you want to open us up in prayer this evening?
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not our will, Father. Give us the right words to give the people and lift the veil from their eyes so they might hear and see, Father. So in Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, anyway, yeah, fighting off the cold and all that, and, you know, trying to get well. Although I'm glad it came this week instead of next week. Next week's a big week about Thanksgiving, and if I have any wind left after I address this other thing that you sent me, then we'll talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. But let me, can I move right to this message thing and get it out while I've got plenty of wind?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, first I'm going to point back to, I think it was Tuesday night, you can correct me on that if I'm wrong, but you sent me a message from the prophet, which I know well. I knew who he is very well. It's Sandar Savajari or something like that. He's an ex-Hindu.
Yes, sir.
And this guy has prophetic visitations and everything, and he's pretty well recognized by all the folks out there in the prophecy world as being accurate. He's had visitations and other things, and folks, for the record, if you go to prophecyhour.com, go to the pastor's page, I did put a link to his website so you could see it. Now, you know, he agreed to come on radio with me before, but we just never found a date because, you know, he's on the other side of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I guess, you know, I haven't tried to talk to their office again, actually since last year. But now that I'm seeing his recent things, I think that I am going to get him on my radio program. But anyway, so let's go into this. So Tuesday you sent me this message from the prophet, and it's a really important message. As a minister, you know, during the Trump election, I always believed that President Trump was going to be indeed in. I believe that it's a result of many, many Christians praying during the Obama years to release us from Obama and release us from the coming oppression for America. I believe that it was an answer to their prayers. So Well, he did become president, and as I said over and over, but the job isn't, this is what I've said over and over on my radio program, Shannon, is I tell people that, yes, he came into office, but we can't give up. We have to keep praying, and we have to use our voice and stand with this president. Well, if we don't, it's going to all be in vain. So moving right along. So we should take this time that we got to get ready, because at some point, this evil is so bad that it has hit America and the world. I don't know how long it can be stayed off. Anything can happen with the father, but in a blink of an eye, it can all reverse the other way. And we can see now that came out from this election, all the terrible evil that is really there, and how the other side, how those people really feel. It's a spiritual war. So anyway, so I said it over and over. We need to keep praying. We need to keep praying, but we need to use our voice. We need to actually get up and move. We need to vote. Well, apparently, when this came in, either maybe not enough Christians are praying, or because there are plenty of Christians that didn't vote in this last election that we could have won again by the Republicans, the Trump side, could have won easily. And so it's such a close enough race that we're seeing elections stolen all across the country. But anyway, so I'm again speaking to the body of Messiah. You need to pray, and you need to be active and get up and move, not just sit down and say, okay, we won. Well, we didn't completely win yet. Anyway, many Christians even went out, and we know as a fact, have voted for Democrats, which you can't do. And I don't understand, Shannon, how any Democrat or anybody could vote. If you're a Christian and you believe in life, you know, life starts at conception. If you vote for a Democrat, you're voting for the murder of children.
That's right.
Won't go clear into that. But if you want to take a minute, you can. But I just kind of want to get this out real quick, and then we can talk back and forth, if you don't mind.
Oh, yes. Please continue.
Okay. So, you know, and I know you probably heard it, and a lot of people heard it, and this is a message to those people. You know, there's a thing called Q out there, and it was put, I won't go into deep in how it is. If you want to know what Q, the storm, is, many people that believe that, even with elections gone by and bad, this just set things up for a whole bunch of sealed indictment and arrest supposedly going to come about by Trump. I can't confirm anything by Q, but I can't also disprove anything by Q. And that's a funny position for, I mean, I'm an information guy. I can usually prove or disprove, but the information that is coming out from Q is so accurate, it's just unbelievable. Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club will be on my 5 p.m. Central Prophecy Hour radio program tomorrow to explain this. So you folks out there on YouTube and stuff, when I post this over there later tonight, so you can see that Stan's coming, and he picked up 250, like this, Shannon. I sent him information, about Q and some other things, and he put together a couple radio programs on it, posted it on YouTube, and he picked up 250,000, plus subscribers because of people that are following Q. But anyway, you folks over there that are following Q and others, you should listen to the program tomorrow. It'll be very, very interesting. It's at 5 p.m. Central. And you can find it at prophecyhour.com, or later on at night, it'll be on YouTube on my channel, and it will also be on a podcast. Now, here, back to the prophet. Okay. The prophet, now the guy that you sent me this thing from, I don't know if everybody has heard the other part of it, but let's go back to what the prophet said in August 2017. This is his quote. This is what he says. The Lord Jesus Christ appeared unto me. He spoke to me about America, and he said, this is what you need to tell the people about this nation. Chiefly, it concerns President Donald Trump. So this is what the Lord said. Surround the president with prayer. They need to organize a governmental prayer watch. I don't understand that word, but I understand and wrote down what the Lord told me. Pray he completes his first full term, for that is the period of grace extended for this nation. This should not be prematurely aborted. Now, that's part of what he said, and I'll go on. says witches have formed a prayer watch in the night hours to do sorcery and witchcraft over him. So if the witches can form a prayer watch, how much more can the saints of God? The Lord spoke to me about this nation. What you need is not a revival. What you need is to put your house in order. I agree with that. I've been saying it for years. When Mr. Donald Trump was elected president of this United States, the Lord spoke and said, his election is a sign. I am giving you 4 years of grace. Last chance grace, 4 years to put your house in order. 4 years to get your act right. 4 years to put your life right. 4 years to restore all things back together in its right place. 4 years to get rid of all the leaven from your midst. 4 years for the bride to get ready. You have 4 good years. If you make good of these 4 years, then you will have many, many good years to come. If you fail in putting your house in order in these 4 years, then great tribulation and great captivity will come. Tell the people to pray for their president very much, because there is danger for his life and for his presidency. If he fails to complete his term, you see, heaven has determined 4 years of grace. It has been apportioned for you. If he does not complete his first term, the time of grace is aborted. If the time of grace is aborted, you will go into your captivity. When the presidency is aborted, the church in the United States will be held accountable before God. God will hold you accountable for all the mess that will come upon this nation as a result of the abortion. Before this nation is judged for her sins, God gives you one last opportunity for grace. You don't want to mess that up. If you want to pray much, first put your house in order. Put your church is in order. Remove all the leaven from your midst. Now, that was the have you ever heard that part? That was what he said back in 2017. I was talking to you. Have I lost you? Are you there, Omega Man?
Oh, excuse me. I have myself muted with the red. Yeah. Ask that question again, please.
Okay, what I ask you is, had you heard what he said before, this message I just gave?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, that was the first message. Now, this is the message that you sent for the people. This is the message that you forwarded to me the other day. Okay, now this is a follow-up, folks, to what he said earlier in 2017. Okay, he says, this evening at 5:25 p.m. on November 13, 2018, Singapore date and time, I had a visitation from an angel of the Lord with a drawn sword in his right hand. He spoke to me about President Donald Trump. I wasn't thinking about him or praying for him at that time. I was just busy doing some other works. The angel of the Lord said, I have been sent to tell you to warn the Christians to pray for their president. He is in danger of being impeached and removed from office. There is a sinister forces working behind the veil on this. Several attorneys, judges, senators, congressmen, and even governors are working on it. It's not the plan of God for him, President Trump, is in parentheses, to be removed. Ask the Christians to pray. So, Shannon, this goes along with you know, what I said during the whole process of election, that we should get behind Donald Trump. But the fact that kept hitting my heart, and even after he was elected, I said the same thing over and over, is that we need to pray for him. We need to stand by his side. This is our chance. If we blow it, then it's going to come back quickly. And now this prophet has Sandar has not only has had a visitation of an angel with a drawn sword warning him to warn the American people to get up and pray. And I don't know, to pray for him. And I believe they need to get up and use their voice, because the other side is using theirs. But what we've had in America is the Christian church a long time ago, and I won't go through all that again tonight. But, and I've said it on your program before with the 501(c), the church had their mouth shut with being politically correct. They didn't speak. They thought they couldn't. And so they talked about other things. In fact, they quit talking about sin in the large portion. Now, there are still some good churches out there that do talk about these things, and they do preach about sin. But the body of Messiah has fell a long ways away from the tree, not where they're supposed to fall, but they fell an awful long ways away. They've rolled down the hill and almost out of the picture. So the problem is the church needs to wake up in America, because we are teetering on the brink right now. Either we pray and stand behind this president, or swift justice is going to come. There's so much that the other side says that they've now openly said that they're going to do. Like, they're, number one, they're going to take guns away. They're welcoming, they want no borders. They want to get rid of ICE. They want an internal, the country to be invaded. This would cause a civil war. And if a part of America starts fighting against the government, we know what the Dmitry Dudeman prophecies are. For the most part, most people do. An angel was sent to him. He said it was identified as the angel Gabriel that said America would burn and pointed out places, which is amazingly. Now, back when this came out, I never even thought about the places that he pointed out being Democrat or leftist nations that are now, that's basically the blue states. These are the very places, these blue states they pointed to, including Florida, that Dmitry Dudeman said the angel told him that they would burn in one day, and called them Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's the exact places where, you know, where the blue states are now. And so these things are coming at some point to America, if these things are accurate. But the point is, they revealed themselves. The Democrats, the left, revealed themselves. They want to completely do away with Christianity. They want to do away with your freedoms. They want to turn it into a socialist nation. And how can people even turn towards socialism? Socialism murdered more people than Hitler. Back to you for any kind. You got a comment? Or?
Folks, we're live with Pastor Dan Catlin of Messiah's Branch, prophecyhour.com. And it was my friend Gary Stafford who had sent me that email on Prophet Sundar. And I want to thank him for doing that. And I'm sure it went out to the mailing list there. So I need to get on it, because that's an important thing that occurred just a few days ago. The angel of the Lord appears to Brother Sundar and gave him that warning for the church. Now, folks, it's apparent. If you look at the agenda of the Sodomocrats, what they want to do, they don't care about what you and I, the voters, hundreds of millions of us that voted for President Trump, care about. They have their agenda, and they see President Trump stopping them from getting total control of this country and putting us under the control of the United Nations, destroying America as we knew it. And they're not going to be able to be negotiated with. You can't speak sense to Chuck Schumer. Those people, Pastor Dan, are full-on demon-possessed, if you ask me. They've been given over to Satan. They are the literal sons of Belial that Jesus talked about in the Word. And you know, folks, we must act. We must let our voices be heard. We must pray. And we must begin to use our spiritual weapons, binding and loosing in Jesus' name. Begin to arrest those demons. Loose the angels of God into combat in the name of Jesus. I believe we've got more authority than we've been taught. And I appreciate the work of the late Pastor Win Worley and Hegwish Baptist Church and many others that have been involved in spiritual warfare and deliverance for many years. They've been trying to awaken the church that it's time to get militant. You know, like Paul talked about over in Ephesians 6, we've been called to be soldiers of the Lord, folks. And again, we can't fight this in the arm of the flesh and win. We'd be outnumbered. But our weapons are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And, you know, President Trump is God's pick. No question about it. The good that he has done, Pastor Dan, in spite of all the opposition that has been against him. Literally, every demon in hell been trying to stop him. All the networks in unison have been trying to character assassinate him since he began to run for the office. And they continue to do so. Even CNN today has the gall. They're suing the White House claiming that Acosta, who accosted that woman, by the way, and, you know, he was acting belligerent over there, trying to control that mic. They're saying, well, the White House acted unfairly and he should have his press credentials restored. No, he should have been kicked out a long time ago. And, you know, people forget. President's got a lot of power. They want to make you think he doesn't. But, you know, it was Abraham Lincoln that was actually, he would arrest journalists and throw them in jail for sedition. I think we may need to go back to that, Pastor Dan. I think it's time for the gloves to come off.
Let me throw this in about that, what you're talking about right now. Yes, the press is covered in the Constitution, you know, in the amendments and everything, and they do have a right to a free press. But they do not, no member of the press, is it in the Constitution, they have a guaranteed access to even a press conference.
Right.
They can report things that they've seen, but they don't have a right to be in the White House, let alone CNN has, beyond Acosta, they have, their rights aren't being infringed. They have 15 other CNN reporters in the same room. So, you know, that's irrelevant. Let me go back to the word here for a minute. Now, folks, I'm telling you that, yes, Shannon's right. We absolutely need to use spiritual warfare, but you know what? Faith without works is dead. You know, we are supposed to believe by faith and do things by faith, but we're also supposed to get up and move on our faith.
Yes.
That means, you know, even now I'm not going to read about James chapter 2, but it's one of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible. Go read James, but James chapter 2 even tells you that when you pray for something, it says, if somebody comes to you in need, and I'm just, you know, and you lay hands on them and pray for them, that's well and good. But do you not also give those the needful things that they need? You know, like if you've got a coat, you give it to them. They need food, you give it to them. You're not supposed to just pray for them. You're supposed to act on your faith. And that's the same with what we're talking about. You're supposed to use your voice. You're supposed to be heard. Because otherwise, how can the others be known? But let's go to folks, this is a warning for you. This is Ezekiel chapter 33. And I'm going to read just a couple of scriptures here, and you can comment on this. It says, again, the word of the Lord came, and I'm using the King James Version. Again, the word of the Lord, or Yahweh, came upon me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring a sword upon the land, if the people of the land take up a man of their coast and set him up for their watchman, if he seeth the sword come upon the land, and he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not the warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be on his own head. If he heard the sound of the trumpet and took not the warning, his blood shall be upon him. And he that taketh the warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people not be warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But as blood I will require at the watchman's hand. So be thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman upon the house of Israel, and you Christians are Israel, you're grafted in. Therefore thou shalt hear the word of thy mouth, and shalt warn them from me. And then I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked of his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But as blood I will require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if thou do not turn away from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Now, what that breakdown for you, if you can't understand scriptures, folks, it means if you are a watchman, if you see these things coming, and you look to your brother, or you look to the wicked man, it says, and you don't warn him of his way, you don't use your voice and warn him, and he dies, then his blood, he's requiring, the father is going to require from you because you did not warn him and you saw. That'd be like, say, if you saw there's a man standing on railroad tracks and you see a train coming in for some reason, let's say he's blind and deaf and he cannot see and he's standing on the railroad track. And you just stand there and don't say, hey, move, or push him off the railroad tracks. then it's your fault. The blood is required of you. But if you warn him and do your best to try to get him to move off those tracks, and he dies, he dies of himself, then you delivered your soul because you did not. You did try to save his life. But you folks out there that know but do nothing, you folks that know and do nothing, you folks that know and do nothing, yes, I'm repeating myself, because you folks that know and do nothing, it's going to be required of you. Why did you not warn your brother? But it doesn't even say your brother. It says if you do not warn that wicked man. So in order to do that, you have to use your voice. You have to be heard. And if you don't feel that you're led, or you feel like you can be heard, you need to back up people that do speak their voice. People that are toned to the scriptures. People like Omega Man here that use his radio program to warn you and to warn others. People like Stan Johnson and Prophecy Club. And yes, people like me, but I don't like to ring my own bell. But you need to listen to those people. You need to spread what they're saying. And you need to financially back all of them up. Because what good is your money? What is good a storehouse of gold if you go to, if you're taken today? What good is that storehouse of gold? Except standing in front of the Father and saying, Father, what did I do wrong? And he says, well, why didn't you use that money for the poor? I gave it to you so that you would use it for the poor. And so you used the warning. Sure, you can have a good living out of it, but why did you not do something to warn the other people? Look at these poor souls that you could have warned, that these others could have warned if they would only have your funding. So be wise with what the Father has given you, because we are in that time of the end. We are there, folks. And now, I'm not setting a date or anything like that, but if you can open your eyes and see how close we're just one little bit, and this election proved it, from swinging things into a way, and now we don't have to call it conspiracy theories. We don't have to do any of that, because if they're all out in the open and saying the very things, take your guns, get rid of Christianity, bring in all the Muslims. No borders. We've been saying and talking about these things for years. And let alone on the other side of the court, we're saying witchcraft's taken over. We need to fight the spiritual battle. But have you been doing it? No, that's a conspiracy theory. That's no big deal. Somebody else can do it. But did you back up that person, that somebody else that could do it? Apparently not. Because look out here. Witchcraft is in an abound. I just read an article, Shannon, the other day about how many black women were going over to witchcraft because Christianity was too oppressive to them. You know, it's just ridiculous. And you have Christians in the Christian church saying, it's okay for an abortion. No, it's not. It's murder. It is murder.
That's right.
They're out there. Go ahead. I'll let you talk. I'm done for
now. I'm just saying that is right, my friend. You know, brother, I have coined the name Sodomocrats because what that party
like
stands
that.
For is the very evil that Sodom and Gomorrah stood for. And, you know, I was just thinking as you were talking back to the story of Lot. Before God sends the angels in there to take him and his wife out by the hand, actually, because they were wasting time, before God destroyed that place with that comet. I believe it was a comet that brought in the hell and the firestorm on it. But brimstone, rather, is the word I was looking for. But you know,
fire and brimstone. In fact, I have a piece of sulfur, a huge sulfur ball from a place over there in Israel where everybody said, where a lot of people, Ron Wyatt and some others have said is the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. And you can go, there's just fields worth of sulfur balls, and they gave me one. But, you know, it's unproven. Back to you. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you got a good point there because, folks, that literally happened. And prior to Lot getting out of there, you remember he gave refuge to the two, he thought they were men. They were angels of the Lord. And said, come on in off the street. And when he did, the men of Sodom gathered around the house, began to shout, beat on the doors, and demanded, the mob that they were, that Lot bring those men out that they could have sex with them. They wanted to sodomize them. And he said, no, don't do this. He said, you can have my virgin daughters. They've never known a man. And they said, stand back. And now we'll do this to you too. Folks, this is a picture of what we're dealing with the sodomocrats today. They are about every form of perversion, not only sexual, but otherwise. They are for the murder of children. They are for destruction of our sovereignty. And how dare Macron, the French president the other day, say anyone who is sovereign, believes in, you know, sovereignty, is an enemy of patriotism. You know, that guy is a turncoat. I'm in mixed company right now, so I can't say what he is. But I'll tell you what, he's a traitor to every French man, and he serves another god, the one that has the sign of the crescent moon. Let me just put it like that.
Yeah, amen.
You've got the
you
guy
know,
in Canada.
And the word talks about, that's a whole program. We'll talk about, you know, maybe next time I come on or sometime we'll talk about that. But let's go with this. You mentioned Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, you know, they, folks, what they're, listen to this. I mean, even if you didn't believe in God, they're doing what's against what you other folks that don't believe in God but aren't necessarily inertly bad, you believe in nature. Well, you know, it's against nature. I mean, because you have a male and female and it creates something. You know, we were made in the image of God. We were made in a specific way so that we would fit together and need each other. And you know what? Shannon, I don't even know if you know this, but you know, when a man touches a woman or a woman touches a man on bare skin to bare skin, scientists absolutely say that it causes, that when the two bodies come together, it causes a different chemical to come out that is soothing and it's a painkiller and everything, and it only comes out when the two bodies touch each other, and it gives you that feeling of love and warmth. You can get that same kind of feeling from holding a baby. But it's an actual chemical reaction that the Father embedded in us to make it things pleasurable. But my point is this. To believe that a man comes, you know, God, if you're a Christian and you believe it's all right for gayism, then you believe, or LBGQ, you believe that God made a mistake. Otherwise, he would have given different organs, would he have not? Because God the Father, Yahweh, doesn't make mistakes. He does not make mistakes. So you have to say the Father made a mistake. And that's just absolute absurdity. And so these people don't realize that you can't be a Christian and believe these things. It's corruptness. And you will be judged on it because you're being warned. You'll die in your iniquity. And iniquity is what? The meaning of iniquity is lawlessness. Being without law. And if you look up all the words, you'll find out it means being without Torah. Because the word law, if you look that up, the root word of it is Torah. And Torah is the first five books of the Bible. So iniquity means being without Torah. And Torah is the instructions. That's the instructions for God's holy living. Now, I looked this up, and I'll go back to you, Shannon. I know it's your program, so you can take over anytime you want.
Anyway, you're doing good, my friend.
I was talking about James chapter 2 being one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, but I want to read you folks just a little out of that, and I hope my reading is good enough for you. And again, King James Version, it says, in James chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say, have faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? seest thou hast faith wrought with works, and by works faith was made perfect. The scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of Yahweh. Yet see how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Faith is, we believe something. We believe Yahweh. We believe his word. Works is something that comes naturally. It's because I believe, then I believe that what the word says, so then therefore I believe I must warn you. Or I must take care of the poor because the word says it. I have faith to believe the word, so I care for the poor. You see how faith manifests itself, for the word tells us that. Also tells us that we're like a tree, and if we have branches that don't produce fruit, and it's no good. The branch, what do you do to the branches that don't produce fruit, Shannon? Don't we cut them off and throw them into the fire?
That's right.
Back to you.
Absolutely. Folks, we're live with Pastor Dan Catlin. Let me pick up on another thing as well regarding the sodomites.
Okay.
You know, I'm reading a post from Alex Jones over at InfoWars. And the alert is that Chuck Schumer has just got up and said, we are going to fight to let everybody vote everybody. And he's meeting with Pocahontas. I forget her name. The lady said she was Indian. I'm a lot more Indian than her. Actually, I have family that was on the Trail of Tears. She did not. But she's surrounded with a bunch of these hooligans and heathens. And they basically want to let anybody who can make it into this country vote. Already it's come out that dead people voted in Broward County. Illegals voted. And folks, it's illegal, unless you're an American citizen, to be able to vote, according to the federal statutes that they're not enforcing. But this is just another thing that the sodomocrats do. They're operating with a mob mentality. They want to make homosexuality the order of the day. They want to change the sex of children. They want to abort children with extreme prejudice who are in the womb tonight. They want to open up the borders. They want to crash and bankrupt this country. And they're telling you what they're going to do. There's no stopping them.
There's the point.
If we, Pastor Dan, do not fight back. And let me finish this point, though.
Go ahead.
I believe that there's this spirit that comes all the way back from Sodom and Gomorrah, the spirit of the sodomites. And I was reminded of the vision. It was not a dream. It actually, he saw it, the vision of Dimitri Dudeman. May I read an excerpt to you?
Sure, go right ahead.
You met Dimitri Dudeman.
Yes, I did.
He's given a prophecy for America. And here's what he said, Pastor Dan. He said, the angel showed me all of California and said, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. All of this, in one day it will burn. Its sin has reached the Holy One. Then he took me to Las Vegas. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn. Then he showed me the state of New York. Do you know what that is? He asked. I said, no. He said, this is New York. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn. Then he showed me all Florida. This is Florida, the angel said. This is Sodom and Gomorrah, and one day it will burn. Where am I going with this? The same spirit that was attacking righteous Lot in his time is here in America today. It's manifesting in these liberals, the goats on the left, the sodomocrats, and many on the right that have yet to be uprooted. There's wickedness on both sides of the aisle. I just want to be clear on that. Folks, it's a mob mentality. They seize what they want by force, like they said to Lot. We're going to come and take you now because you didn't give us what I want. Folks, they'll rape anything in sight. Here's the deal. They have no respect for the order of the law. They violate the law with extreme prejudice. And these people are the same people that God destroyed in Sodom and Gomorrah. And God has already said what he's going to do to this country at a time to be determined if it did not repent. And, brother, people need to be reminded. There's no straddling the fence. Folks, you can't say you're a Christian, but yet you look the other way when people are aborting children and they're promoting homosexuality. Word of God is very clear. I want to read a scripture, 1 Corinthians 6. Do not be deceived. neither the sexually immoral, nor the idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men. I think that's pretty clear. Nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. And praise God, there's salvation and people can repent and turn from their wicked ways and be saved, because it says, as such, some of us were. But if you continue in the sin, folks, let me tell you where you're headed. Revelation 21:8 is very clear. Jesus said, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, that's homosexuality, fornicators, adulterers, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur, a.k.a. the lake of fire. This is the second death. Folks, that's Jesus himself saying that. That's the word tonight. You got a problem with it, take it up with the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you're running with this mob, you're running with the literal sodomites that are living in this country in 2008, and their end is going to be fire. And I'm not surprised at all, Pastor Dan, that tens of thousands, maybe millions of acres, the truth be known, are burning right now as we speak in California, which is modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah. And we haven't even seen the invasion yet. We're getting a taste of what could be done. We're talking small numbers compared to the invasion that's coming, folks. A real caravan is coming, and it's going to be armed to the teeth. And we're going to see invasion from Cuba, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Dimitri said there were two other nations, and he said Central America. I lived in Mexico, Central America, and South America. And I will tell you, you can drive all the way from Panama right up to Alaska. We got on a paved road. Folks, it's coming. They've been testing our defenses. The sodomocrats want us to have no wall. They want us to have no guns to protect our families. They want us to have no rights. They want to make us like Sweden, who can be forced to take 1 million refugees that worship under another flag. And that's what the modern-day Democrats are seeking to do. We're at war tonight, folks.
Let me bring you this. Let me give you something, a bright thing. You know, Dimitri Dudeman even asked about the church, and to the angels, what about the church in America? And
my brother, you went mute or I lost you. Can you still hear me? Hang on. We're reconnecting. Stand by, everybody. Did I lose audio here? I think I'm still here. Let's try that again. We dial Pastor Dan. Hold on. It's the spirit of the sodomites, folks. We need to remember that. Combine these spirits up in Jesus' name. And these are angry people. They operate in mobs. They force themselves on others. Hide your men, hide your women, hide your children, because they're raping everybody up in here, as the song said. Stand by. Wait a minute. These are very angry people. They're militant. But Milton for Satan. Understand that. They will force their way on people. They will lie, cheat, and steal to get their way. They have no problem letting dead people vote or people who are not American citizens to vote. Why? Because that's their constituency that they need to maintain power. That's why they don't want walls. They want anyone who can make it to come into this country, get on welfare, and vote Democrat so we can all serve them at their pleasure on Plantation USA. That's what they want to turn this country into. It's sickness. They've tried to pervert the rainbow. They'll try to pervert your children in school and teach them situational ethics. Try to teach them that it's okay to dress up like a woman if you're a young boy. They teach them masturbation, hand out condoms, free abortions, and don't tell your mom and dad. This is wickedness, folks, that's going on. Pedophilia is the order of the day among the sodomocrats. Bestiality is not far behind for some of those people. It's wickedness. It is utter wickedness. I'm waiting for Pastor Dan to come back online. Hold on. Let me call his mobile. We got to speak up, folks. We got to vote. We got to bind and loose. We got to continue to do shows like this and sound the alarm. If you're offended by it, you need to ask what is being offended.
I guess I dropped.
My brother?
Hello?
I'm showing you offline.
Yes.
Did your internet drop or was it my problem at my end?
I'm not sure. Are we on the air right now?
I got you patched in on the air. Yes, sir.
You have me patched in? Okay. All right. I don't know how much you lost of me, but...
let me tell you where we left off.
Anyway.
Where we left off, and we've got 15 minutes, so take your time, is you just said...
Okay.
On the heels of what I said about the Dimitri Dudeman vision, you said Dimitri also had a promise there for the church, and you were getting ready to explain that. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'll go right back to that. What I'm saying is, and that was my internet that dropped because it's just not working. But anyway, I don't know what happened. But anyway, let's go with this. What I'm saying is that in California, there was a church, and they were getting ready to leave because the fire was coming, and they were trying to help 30 residents out. Four church members was of this church. And when they went out of the building to leave, fire exploded all around them, everywhere around them, started burning. And they had no place to run to. They were surrounded with fire. So they ran back inside of the church, and they prayed. And when it was over, they came back out, and everything around them was burned up. But the church was unscathed. And that's how he'll save you, folks. Just as he saved Ashak, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, that's how he will save you. And that's what just happened, just right now. And that's what the angel told Dimitri Dudeman, that they would be saved, just as Ashak, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. But what you have to do, you have to repent, you have to get right, you have to be about the Father's business. And do the things that's pleasing in his sight and not your sight. And so that's where we're at, Shannon. This thing goes back to the Garden of Eden. This thing is all of Satan the devil. The fallen angels are down here, and this is a demonic warfare. It's an end time battle. It's a spiritual battle. But we have our part in it. We must get on our face and pray, and again, do the things that are pleasing in the sight of the Father. Back to you.
Amen. Pastor Dan, I agree with Pastor Dan, and I want to echo that, folks, we win in Jesus' name. And you know what? We don't have to take this sitting down. We have a real crisis going on right now, and that's why God gave that warning just the other day, and he's warned others. Let every mouth word be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses to pray for our president, that's God's pick. He wants you and I to activate, to become militant for Christ against the host of hell. And we've been given a reprieve to get our houses in order, folks, and to continue the work that Christ called us to in Mark 16, which is to preach the gospel. There's souls that are going to be won in this time. There's many that, through these events, actually get shaken enough, they get waken up, and they come to their senses, and you can share the gospel. And many of them will choose Christ. Many will be lost, however. But God wants a harvest. This is a time not to back up or sit down, but it's time to go all the way, do what Jesus told us to do, cast out devils, lay hands on the sick that they recover, to bless Israel, to stand in the gap for the widows, the orphans, and those in disaster. Because as often as you minister to someone in prison or in the hospital, or on the street, or a child, or Israel, You've done it unto Jesus. And I want to take us now in the remaining 11 minutes and talk about the mission of Messiah's Branch. That's exactly what you're doing every day. And you're coming into Thanksgiving where many have nothing to give thanks for. They're living under the on the side of the road, on a cardboard box under the bridge, sleeping on a bench, trying to get into a shelter where there's room. And many times there's no room at many of these places, and God has put a beacon of light over there in Wichita, Kansas, called Messiah's Branch. Tell us about what y'all are getting ready to do next week. You're going to have a busy week, aren't you?
I'll be quick. First off, folks, we minister to the homeless and poor. We minister to anybody that comes in the door. Our outreach started out as just to the homeless. But, you know, over a period of years, people that are poor, you know, there's so many people out there that barely keep a roof over their head on minimum wage. And so they come to us they, also with the homeless. They come looking for food, clothing, shelter, all kinds of whatever we have to offer. They're looking for, but they're looking for also that we're a place of safety. We're a place of peace. Even the worst enemies can come in there and sit, and they will not fight with each other or any problems. They come there for a place of safety and peace. You know, I had the other day, I had a when I walked in the door, Craig said, did you see the girl out there? And this is a girl we've been praying for. She has an injured leg. She can barely walk. She was hit by a car, and it went on. And she went to the doctor once, and she has a leg brace on, and she doesn't want to go back. But, you know, she's in there washing the walls down inside Messiah's Branch. And I said, Craig, well, what's she doing? And he said, well, she's washing the walls. He said, I said, did you tell her to do that? And he said, no, I didn't tell her to do that, but she wanted to do it, you know, because she's appreciative. And so he said, I gave her a bucket with some soap, and she was so thankful that I gave her the bucket with soap. So she didn't have to scrub as hard. This is the thanks that she's given, not to us, but to the Father for this place of safety. And, you know, these people, even the ones that do have a place, you know, we've got such a bond with them that they come for Thanksgiving dinner because, you know, while a lot of them even are now out of the street, their families, when they went into trouble, and this is the way of so much in America, when families get in trouble, they used to stick together. You didn't have all this stuff. The church used to back them up, but the churches are about different kind of business now. But so these people don't have family, and so we give them a family Thanksgiving. This is our 19th year for a Thanksgiving with the people. And Thursday, we'll open, the doors will be open, of course. We'll have a huge amount of people, probably at least three times the amount of chairs that we have. People will be standing up. They'll come through the line. My wife will say, hey, what do you want? And what, you know, like you folks do at your Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, oh, I can't wait to get some green bean salad or this or that or some black olives and gravy and turkey. They'll come through the line and they'll get that, and it'll be dished out with love to them. They will get those things, and we'll give it to them. They'll have a place of peace. And then Friday, we'll do it all over again. We do it 2 days in a row, in case those that miss. But this is what we're going to do. And yeah, we could still use some help for it. You know, we thank goodness some wonderful Samaritan already gave us the rest of the money we needed for turkeys. But, you know, we still need some of the fixings to go along with it. So we could really use your donations. You can find all about us at prophecyhour.com, or you can visit the radio programs, the podcast, find out everything there is about us at prophecyhour.com. The Wichita Mission Church, you can find links to the radio programs and all of these such things at prophecyhour.com. But yeah, Shannon, Thanksgiving, and I pray people, you know, what really bothers me is that people nowadays, they're not even worried about Thanksgiving, so many of them. They just can't wait to get to that sale that happens at, I think it's at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day now. It used to be on a different day. They used to wait till Friday, but now it starts on Thanksgiving Day.
Wow.
And instead of being with their families, they're ready and waiting to run off to catch that sale. And, you know, when they should be home with families. Go ahead.
Black Friday, right? I forgot about that. And, you know, the sales aren't even that good. On top of all that, people running over themselves.
No, you...
I mean, you know, for this...
Yeah, violently.
You know, folks?
Yeah.
You can make a difference in the lives of many. I want to encourage you to support Messiah's Branch. We've been working with Messiah's Branch since I learned about them through Brother Steve Quayle back in 2004. And they're the real deal. They are literally a Goshen for people to come and get refuge, get fed, get the Word of God fed to them as well. And so I want to encourage you to give. Pastor Dan will tell you that here in a moment. And remember, there are people next week that, other than Brother Dan opening up the door, their Thanksgiving is spent out in the cold. I want to encourage you to dig deep and to give. And there's many needs yet to be prepared for next week. Brother Dan, Sister Linda are going to be opening up the doors, feeding people, not only Thanksgiving Day, but the day after. And it takes a lot of food and fixings. And then on top of that, recently the heater blew out over there, my brother, and there may have been some electrical damage. I read your email today. Can you give us an update on what you need there on the facility?
Well, that facility happens to be my office, but this was a miracle of itself too. I had, because we had a wall furnace, you know, a thing like a heater air conditioner that you see in a motel room, you know, is in the wall of my office, which is a freestanding building. And it's also where we keep some storage items for the ministry. Well, because the heater air conditioner thing went out for like the third time, and a good brother that's been with us, or that I've been helping them out since the early 90s, when I first got started, bought us a unit, and it's on the way here in a truck. But so I was using a space heater, right? Wonderful thing. Well, the cord overheated and it blew out two power strip cords, which I figured would have, you know, clicked it off if it overheated. Well, it didn't. And it burnt about an 8-inch around hole in the floor through the carpet and everything, and a huge black spot. And I walked in here and it was full of smoke, and the cable guy had walked in here with me, and we were shocked there was no fire. It was already burnt out. Well, I believe the father put it out, because this building that I'm standing in should be burnt down. But we've got fire damage to some of the electronic equipment, and, you know, I know we've got I haven't really assessed it all the way yet. I'll find out tomorrow, and that internet drop could be part of it. So I'm just not quite sure what we actually need. I know at least one computer needs to be replaced, but praise the Father, man. We're still in a building. It's still standing. It did not burn down. So,
hey, praise God for that. Brother, in the 2 minutes we've got remaining, give out contact information on how people can support your ministry, and also tell them how they can tune into the Prophecy Hour radio show.
Okay. I'm going to be redundant, folks. What I want you to do is, okay, listen, you can donate online or over the telephone. You can mail a check or money order, and you can find all the information at prophecyhour.com. Any way that you'd normally donate to anybody else, you can do it to us. Right now, if you're wanting to do to help out with Thanksgiving, we prefer that you use PayPal. And you go over to prophecyhour.com, and there's a PayPal box there. You can just click it. The identifier is our email address, which was elcm@messiahsbranch.org. But PayPal will do all the work if you do that. Or you can call me at 316-619-4886, 316-619-4886. And if I don't answer the phone, text me, because I've been getting a lot of soliciting phone calls, if you will, and so sometimes I don't answer it. So, but the easiest way to find out about everything is at prophecyhour.com. There's a link there to listen to the programs live, or there's a link there to listen to them when they turn into podcasts. There's a link there for the YouTube page. Everything is right there. And we do really need your help, because, you know, we're just like a mom and pop ministry, church, if you will, and you know, we're only around because of your donations, and that's a fact. Back to you, Shane.
Before we go, I wanted to pray, get everybody to come to agreement. Let's pray for Sister Linda. She's down with the flu. May we do that?
Sure, go right ahead.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach, We thank you for this time that we had to spend together. We thank you for Brother Dan, Sister Linda, and the Messiah's Branch family, everyone tuning in tonight. God, we ask that you would touch her tonight. Loose your healing ministering angels in Jesus' name to minister to her. We speak to her body right now. We rebuke all spirit of infirmity and sickness, command to go in Jesus' name. And we say to Sister Linda, be healed and made whole. In the name of Jesus, we command that flu virus to die. In the name of Jesus, God, lift her up, strengthen her, bless her and Brother Dan. Bless everyone, God, who will be coming out to the church there, to the mission. Bless those, God, that would give. Because you said when we lend to the poor, we've lent to you and you shall repay. Bless people, God, that would give. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Surround them with your warrior angels. Expand their territories and radio ministry worldwide. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, well, I guess my time's up. We'll be back. She'll be back with me next time. And can I just bless the people and say goodbye, huh?
Yes, sir.
Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that the Father blesses and keeps you, and that his face shines upon you, and that he is gracious to you, and he gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next time, Shannon, saying goodbye and shalom to you, brother. Bye-bye.
Hey, brother, love you. And when you talk to Brother Stan next time, tell him I said hello. He's welcome here anytime. God bless you, brother.
Be blessed.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to save this, folks. Don't change that down. Ladies, don't go nowhere. This next program's for you. Special program for the women of God out there. Coming up next, Prophetess Argina Dew will be ministering. Let me save this. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Omega Man Radio has been commissioned to invade deep into enemy territory, drive out the hosts of hell, and take back the land. Our mission is to preach Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the only name written under heaven by which men might be saved, cast out demons, and pray for the sick that they may be healed in Jesus' name. If this program is a blessing to you and you would like to take part in this harvest of souls, join with us and attack the hosts of hell by donating any amount online at www.omegamanradio.com. You may also donate by sending check or money order to 9030 West Sahara Avenue, Suite 665, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. We thank you.